Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around. Welcome back to another episode here on Hacks and Hobbies. In our last conversation, Sabir laid out why e-commerce brands are facing an uphill battle in 2025. And if you missed that, go back, because that is a wake-up call. Today, we're diving into solutions. His Rapid2X protocol, the system that consistently doubles growth for brands across industries. And by the end of this episode, you'll know how the protocol works and how to start applying it to your business. Sabir, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Junaid. It's great to be here again.
You know, we had such an amazing conversation in the last episode. In this one, we want to really go into and talk about the big picture, right? What is this Rapid2X protocol? You kind of had some hints in the previous episode, but here we're going to go dive in. So let's get into it. Why is it able to work across so many industries? Or actually, wait. What is the Rapid2X protocol?
So the Rapid2X protocol, it took me 25 years to come up with it. So it's an overnight framework. Took 25 years. And every time I solved a challenge, I said, "Oh, you know what? This is how we need to tweak it." And I, at my core, I'm an engineer, right? Mm. So everything I look at, I have a very observational eye. When I'm looking at something, I want to see, okay, what if I tweak these variables? What happens? What if I change these things, parameters? What happens on this side? What if we go after a different kind of consumer, different kind of a message? To me, opinions don't matter at all, right? Yeah. So for me, it's more important to understand that the experiment is a sound experiment. My thesis is what I'm trying to prove out if it's right or wrong. It doesn't matter. There's no ego attached to it at all. And I've been doing this time and time again, over 200 brands plus in my career now. In the past 18 months, 90 plus e-com brands have gone through the Rapid2X program. And on average, we have seen a 108% increase in their revenue profitably.
Amazing.
So what I attribute it to is the thing is Rapid2X focuses on foundation. Nowadays, a lot of, it's like human beings. We don't have patience anymore. Mm-hmm. It's very ironic because my name actually means patience,
Yes, it
so,
does.
So Sabir actually means literally patience,
Mm-hmm.
The thing is our...
Or the one who is patient. The one who is patient. Mm-hmm.
So it's... A human attention span is 1.7 seconds, right?
Wow.
At the foundation, if you understand that attention span, you understand consumer psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And everything you do in your brand needs to come back to that question. Are we making our point to the consumer in 1.7 seconds? If the answer is no, for every second above that 1.7 seconds, you're losing 7% of your conversions, meaning people who want to buy, right? And on average, what we see is folks who join our program about their time to interact, which is a specific KPI in GT Metrics, which is a tool that we use for site performance, tends to be between 25 and 30 seconds.
Wow.
Nowhere near 1.7 seconds.
Yeah.
So, why are you worried as an entrepreneur? Why are you worried? Do we have the right audience on Meta ads?
Mm.
Or Meta ads sucks and my ROAS is so horrible. We tried everything. Yeah, you tried everything later in the process.
Yeah.
The first step was get their attention. Did you get their attention? Exactly. Oh, yeah, our ads are very good. No, I'm not talking about that attention. Meta ads did its job. They needed to deliver that click to your site. They did their job.
Yes.
Great job, Zuckerberg, right? So what about you, right? When they showed up to your site, why is your site taking this page that you'd landed on, this landing page, why is it taking 30 seconds? on if you had a video on TikTok, I'll ignore you in exactly 1.7 seconds, right? That's how much attention
to
you
the
have.
Next one. Yeah.
I'm going to move on to the next one. That's it, gone. That's history now, right? That's what it is. Why is it so different, you think, for e-commerce? It's not, right?
It isn't,
if the consumer has been trained by TikTok, by Instagram Reels, by Amazon app, even Amazon e-commerce app, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the attention is 1.7 seconds. Who do you think you are? Like, why do you think you're different? Why do you think you are a unicorn?
Exactly.
That people are going to pay so much attention. They would not even give that permission to Apple, right? That has your next iPhone, right?
Yeah,
they won't even give that attention to them if they had any kind of a delay. In fact, they would be on Reddit complaining that Apple.com website sucks because everything loads so slow, right? And they'll work on fixing that, right? They don't have the permission, or Tesla.com or Elon Musk or anyone else. Right. So what makes you any different from a consumer standpoint? There is no difference between them. Right. You have to they give you that permission, and you have to deliver the highest value possible in that 1.7 seconds. That applies to your ads. That applies to your landing page. Right. You have to get that right. If you're not, then don't complain about the later problems. Like I call it. Right. Your later problems are, oh, I don't think bundling is working for me. You're talking about later. It's like the kid is born and you're thinking about, would they study economics or finance in college? No, how about we get them into kindergarten or pre-K first? Why are you talking about later problems that have nothing to do with your current situation? Your current situation is your site sucks. Let's fix that first, right? And then moving on from that, there are hundreds of prescriptions like that we go through. It's not all related to site performance, right? It has to do with utilization of AI in e-commerce, content marketing, delivering high value in your content, whether it's video, static photo, to, image carousel on your product pages. Mm. You know, did you know, Junaid, that, most of consumers, this is what they use. This is their computer.
This is their computer.
It's not the thing you see behind me there. Nice, gigantic, ultra wide screen. It's this, right? Yeah. And most e-com site consumers, I would say on average is about 72% of them will shop on this this right here. If you are in the United States, this means iPhone. If you are in certain other markets, it might mean Samsung Galaxy. It might mean Pixel. It might mean Nokia, Android phones, right?
Yeah.
So that's what it means. So why are you having a Zoom call with your designer when they're so proudly showing how your site looks on a desktop? How about you ask them on that Chrome browser or Safari, right click, inspect, let's put it on mobile mode, you know? And 72% of your consumers are coming to your site, looking at your site on a mobile device. And your fonts are this big because it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense on desktop, but this does not make sense on a mobile, right?
It doesn't. No. Mm-hmm.
And 70% of that interaction, by the way, when they show up to that landing page, whether it's your homepage, product page, collections, or category pages, when they show up, 70% of engagement happens before they swipe. So what appears exactly in front of them, first of all, it has to meet the time parameter.
Yeah.
Number two, it has to... You have to give them something that they can call to action, right? Shop now, something like carousel, something like that. They need to be engaging with you, right? But I have my add to cart below the fold. Yeah, less than 30% of people are going to do that below the fold.
They're not scrolling there. If they're not intrigued with what they see already on that first half of the screen above the fold, right? They're not going to scroll down. They're not going to say, "Hey, I want to."
You have not
more.
Given them any reason to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Why should they care?
So that's the big picture.
I even get people, entrepreneurs complaining about, like, we made this incredible video. We hired a production agency to produce this incredible video, and I see that it's like 3/4 down on the product page. Like, who is going there?
Right.
Like, don't take my word for it. There is a tool called Lucky Orange. It does site heat maps, right? Mm-hmm. It actually measures how many people are actually going there. The reason it's called Lucky Orange is orange means it's red hot, right? Meaning that a lot of people are there. And if it turns blue, it means that no one is going there. Mm. So if you install that app, and they are partners of Rapid2X, by the way, for full disclosure, right? And when you get to that video that entrepreneur mentioned to me just now, right? When you get to that part of it, you know, 1,000 people showed up to that page. 5 of them went down to that video.
Yeah.
And then you're worried about, like, why aren't we getting any video plays? Like, why, if that video was so important for that consumer to consume, why isn't it not in the product carousel at the very top when it loaded up?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And this is powerful. I love the result oriented, you know, what's bringing people down. People aren't really converting. You want to make sure that you're integrating, or you're incentivizing them to at least scroll down. And how's that going to happen? Your site's got to load fast. You got to have content that's mobile specified. You got to have content that's going to grab their attention. So they're like, oh my God, that's interesting. Let me scroll down, or let me click play to this video that they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to put it together. So that's the framework, right?
Yep. That's the beginning of it. There are hundreds of prescriptions like that. You know, we go through everything that we work on. You know, entrepreneurs are assigned basically 4 or 5 prescriptions to complete in a week. Why 4 or 5? I don't want you using any project management tools to be part of this program, you know? And plus, my attention span and my patience is not there even. Right. Yeah. I want to know what are the 4 things or 3 things I'm working on this week that are going to be meaningful. Yeah. Right. If you know those things, you don't need any project management tools. You
agreed.
Don't. Like,
agreed.
I these are the 3 things I'm working on. I'm going to work on it and I'm going to get the results. And why? Why are you focused on these 3? Because 90 plus brands have already gone through it. They've already seen. And you mentioned a category. I have covered that category already.
Yeah.
So, and this is the other mindset I do want to talk about, right? A lot of entrepreneurs think that their business is their unicorn, right? Is such a waste of time, right?
Yes.
The faster you can move off of that ego trip and focus on what you need to work on, the better it is. I have worked with unicorns, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why it's a unicorn, right?
Yes.
And if I have 90 brands showing up in my sessions, right? And if everybody thinks that they're a unicorn, then my program is a unicorn, you know?
Yes.
You know, because that's true. Collect all the unicorns that show up. It's a congregation of unicorns.
Yeah.
There is no such thing. Let's focus on what needs to be done in your business to continue growing it. Let's make it a unicorn eventually. You know, you'll get to become a unicorn eventually, right? But if you keep on thinking that you are special and you're not special, you're just taking ego trips.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not banking anything in your bank at all. It's a nice ego trip to, oh yeah, we are very unique. Our whatever widget we have is so unique. 15 patents on it. How many have you sold? Oh, we didn't sell any yet. So it's useless patents, is it?
It is. It is. You know? It absolutely is. So now that we've got a little bit of insight into the different prescriptions that people can apply for their businesses, let's talk about how listeners can actually put this into practice, right? So what's the very first step someone should take if they want to use the Rapid2X protocol?
Everyone who's listening to this podcast, what they should do right now, go to a tool called gtmetrics.com, right? I'm not an affiliate of theirs. They don't even have an affiliate program, right? It's an amazing tool, gtmetrics.com. Take your best-selling product page, right? Take that URL, put it on their site. I love their pro account, so I pay for it because I use it. The ROI on that is so high, right?
Yeah.
So, and it doesn't cost that much either. I think it costs like a fraction of a coffee cup in a year, you know? So
it's $51 for the year, on demand test, 100, one monitor.
The solo account is more than enough for most people,
exactly,
right? For most businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like $50. It's cheaper than, you know, 10 cups of Starbucks.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So it's cheaper than that, but it has a very high value. Take that URL, put it in there, right? Once you put it in there, it will give you a score, you know, that will depress you, I know already know your result. It will depress you. But page down, get over that, you know, because it's going to give you a scorecard. You're going to be unhappy. That's fine. Just scroll down. There will be a ribbon. On that ribbon, it gives you different metrics that tells you how your page is loading. The number one KPI I care about, and you should care about from now till eternity, is called TTI, time to interact.
Time to interact.
That metric, that metric for every important page on your site, those are your best-selling product pages, or that set is the highest because that's a revenue generator right there, right? Secondary set would be your collection or category pages where you're showing like bestsellers page, new arrivals, if it's a fashion business, for example, right? Those are money makers also, right?
Yeah.
What's not a good page is a homepage. Homepage is not really that important in my book. It's not. A lot of people worry too much about their homepage. It's not. It's a summary page. It's one of the worst pages you could be sending any kind of targeted traffic to. The worst page, right? So I would look at my product pages and my category pages, right? Collections and category pages. That TTI, that time to interact, needs to be less than 2 seconds, or better yet, 1.7 seconds to be most accurate, right?
Yeah.
If it's every second that's above that, you're losing at the end conversion, you're losing 7%.
Wow.
For every second above that, right? So if you run that on a product page and you see that that number is 12 seconds, you go like, wow, 12 seconds is not bad. No. 12 seconds, or let's call it 17 seconds to make it to make the math simple. That's 10 times worse than 1.7 seconds, right? That means that you're losing quite a bit of conversions, regardless of how much of a genius your ad agency is, or your influencer agency, or your influencers, or your affiliates. That's like I said, those are later problems, right? They are sucking also because this metric is bad, right? You need to fix this part of your business before you worry about any other KPIs. None of the other KPIs, your ROAS from ads, your click-through rate from emails, your session duration, none of that stuff matters, right?
Yeah.
If you got this metric wrong, you're losing money, hands down. Most Rapid2Xers that start in our program, this is one of the first things they fixed. It's RX1, basically, right? In the first week, they fix this. And they come back and go like 70% I'm up year over year in one week.
Wow.
In one week, I'm 70% compared to the same week last year, I'm 70% up. Like, how is that even possible?
Mm-hmm.
Now it starts clicking. Oh my God, I've lost so much money. I've lost money on the revenue side, and I've lost money on spending money on ads.
Spending money on the ads,
where the productivity was not there, where it could have been 70% better, you know? So this is a super, super core. If you think about the nucleus of problems, this is at the center of it, right? Wow. This is the first dot in the super center of your problems, right? And then as we expand out, like we continue solving issues. Like in the second week, we tackle knowing your customers, right? So many business owners, they don't know their customers.
They don't know who their customers are, yeah.
They don't know what their customers are, right? And what are they doing? Because this obsession with buying transactions on Meta ads or Google ads, right? They're literally buying transactions. They don't know who their customers are at all,
man.
Right? So I'll give you another stat. More than, I would say 70 to 80% of your customer database, not your prospects. I'm not talking about people who sign up on your site to get email communication. I'm talking about actual customers. They bought one time or more, right? Yeah. 70 to 80%, if you're lucky, 70 to 80% of your database of customers is one-hit wonders.
Mm-hmm. That's
people
true.
People who bought only one time from you.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
Yes.
Because that's average. And, you know, I have had Rapid2Xers, 95% of their database was one-hit wonder. They've been in business for 10 years. Every single time they're asking for that first order, every single time, right? They never thought about retention. They never thought about, you know, in lifecycle marketing, it's called RFM, recency, frequency, monetary value, right? How recently did they buy? What's the frequency of their purchase? One hit wonders, frequency equal to one, right? your VIP, you want to know how many people have bought more than 17 times from you, right? And when you know these numbers and you track them on a month-to-month basis, what are you going to do? You're going to start making changes in your business, how you communicate, how you do promotions, how do you speak to customers, how do you reward the right customers, right? Why are you giving free shipping and 30% off to newbies and you're mistreating your VIPs?
Oh my God. I'm going to have to pause you, Saber, because you're giving me anxiety right now. And I think it's true, right? So I consider myself as a startup business owner, and you're absolutely right. 95% of my clients are first-time buyers and last-time buyers. They haven't come back, right? And I think I need to go through this program, and I'm looking at some of the metrics as you're talking about, you know, use GT metrics.
Are you running it on your own site?
Why not, right? I want to see what's happening, because I know people listening to the episode are going to be doing the same thing. Like, oh my God, let me go to gtmetrics.com, put it in my website. This is my best product. How is my page loading? How is my site loading? How fast is it loading? Because you're absolutely right. Our attention span is 1.7 seconds. How can somebody who has to wait there 4 seconds for my site to load, now their attention is like, okay, I need to go pick up my kids. I need to go eat. You know, what am I going to have for lunch? Like, their mind has already traveled to a different, like, they don't even know why they came there in the first place. So I absolutely love.
And they forgot about you.
Yes, they forgot about you. They forgot about you.
You work so hard on the front end to pay Meta ads and all of these people promote you.
Yes.
They forgot about you, right? And what's funny is, faster sites, you would think that faster in and out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, not true.
Mm. The faster sites means the slower you leave.
Longer session duration and more page depth, meaning more pages are consumed when your site is fast.
I love that. I love that. Well, Saber, I know we took a lot of time here. We talked about the basics, the foundation of what makes the Rapid2X protocol work. How can someone take action on it? And I want people to go and, you know, sign up for your program. Look at the metrics that are making them affect. Just talk to me about some of the mistakes that founders make when they're trying to shortcut that growth. I mean, we talked about the ad spend. We talked about organic, spending a ton of money on video, but not even looking at how well that page loads.
So, I mean, there are a lot of, in their entrepreneurial journey, you know, entrepreneurs make a lot of decisions based on what they have in front of them, right? Mm. Either they know it or they don't know it, right? Or what's worse is if they don't know it and they're sitting there, they're consuming TikTok and somebody says something.
Yeah.
Well, like, oh yeah, that sounds good. Let me try that, right? And then they go and they try that, right? And it doesn't work. Well, like, maybe I'm not doing it right. Let me just put some money behind it. Let me get more people's eyes on it. Now you're spending money on a bad idea. You know, like, why do you think it's a good idea for you to be following this hack? Right.
Right. Right.
You need to be purpose driven. You need to understand, like, the stuff that you're doing. It's not about doing lots of stupid and wrong things.
Exactly.
It's doing the right things that are meaningful. Right. But, you know, what's funny with the Rapid2X members, the ones, especially the ones that are OG and they have been in the program for a long time, they go like, I used to have a lot of, just like you just had an anxiety attack based on these numbers I was giving you, right? Well, like, in the beginning, I used to be very anxious about my business. And I used to do so many things. Now I'm doing less, but meaningful things, and I'm getting great results from it, right?
Absolutely.
It's not about doing quantity of things. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm working very hard. Why are you working so hard? Lisa Denon, Lions Leather Co., a Rapid2Xer, right?
Mm-hmm.
When she started in the program, she learned that lesson very, very quickly, right? And one of her life goal, was for her business not to consume her life.
Amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's a powerful statement, because a lot of entrepreneurs, what they do is they go like, I'm working hard. I'm working severe. I'm working 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. Why are you working so hard? Like, why? are you working on the wrong things? Exactly. You know, because if you're working on the right things, you shouldn't be, right?
Yeah.
In case of Lisa Denon, now she works, she has scaled her business to seven figures now, right? And she works 10 hours a week.
Wow.
A week, not day, 10 hours a week.
10 hours
and
a week.
She continues scaling. It's about working on the right things, getting the right advice, getting the right mentor, right? And this program is not just about, Rapid2X is not just about revenue growth profitably, right? That's the result that you get from it.
Mm-hmm.
But also what you learn in this process is about focusing on the right things, right?
Yeah.
Not overdoing it with things that don't matter, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you don't need to be running 15 campaigns on Meta ads. You could be running three, right?
Yes.
But that three could be spending $10,000 per day,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you scaled it, you worked on it, and that's what you worked on over time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't need to have a number of customers. Then you have transactions. You don't have customers because then you're obsessed with more transactions. Is your ROAS based on transaction amount? That's how ROAS is defined, revenue over advertising spend, right? Did you look at the customers that you're acquiring? Are you reacquiring the same customers? If you're lucky, you are, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I gave you that other stat. You probably are buying transactions. You don't even have customers.
Exactly. Dude, this is gold. Absolutely amazing. Cannot wait to dig in deeper into the Rapid2X protocol. But let's wrap up the show with a few hacks our audience can use right away. You already shared, go to GT Metrics, look at that time to interact, how big or small that number is. Because if that number is small, then you need to move on to the next step, which is something that they can learn on the Rapid2X protocol. Tell me one quick thing. What's one overlooked lever in e-commerce that can deliver big growth fast?
Speed. I just
speed,
gave you
baby.
The answer, right?
Yes, you did.
Speed is one. And number two is literally right behind it is knowing your customer, right?
Yes.
If you're running a Shopify business, it's pretty easy. You can go into Shopify admin segments. You define two segments. One segment says one hit wonders, number of orders equal to one. And the second segment is called all customers, which is greater or equal, number of orders greater or equal to one. Take those two numbers, divide them up. That's your percentage of one-hit wonders. That will give you the rude awakening if you are a actual brand and a business, or are you just purely a transactional cash register? That's it. Meaning that you will be forever be beholden to, right, paid media platforms, right?
Yeah.
All of the Meta ads and Google ads and stuff, because you're just buying transactions. That's what you're doing,
100%.
Right? You really need to correct that, because I have been brought in to a lot of situations where the company's brands had gone bankrupt. I have a lot of that in my history, right? I had to turn them around. I can tell you that from the ground up, knowing your customer is important, super important. If you don't know your customer, then you are just taking orders. That's it. Transactions.
Yeah.
You're not really doing anything. You don't care who's buying, as long as they're buying the cookies. That's it. But you're not doing anything to say, should we come up with pumpkin spice cookies, you know, for Halloween?
Exactly.
You know, would our existing customers buy from us?
Yeah.
It's never part of your vocabulary, you know.
I love it. Sabir, thank you so much for pulling back the curtain on your framework. Where can people learn more about the Rapid2X protocol and connect with you?
Yeah, so the best place to go, we will share a special link for your listeners. It would be growthbysabir.com/hacksandhobbies, right? If they go there, one, they will. The site is very rich with amazing content. They can consume that. That's a good way to start. Even my YouTube content is on there too, right? So that they can consume that too. The Rapid2X protocol book, you know, they can also consume that. And once they see that, if they believe that they're a good fit, they can schedule a call with my team. And we actually go through a pretty rigorous interview process.
Nice.
To make sure that they are the right fit. Because if you're not the right fit, you don't belong in the program, you know.
Exactly.
That could mean that your brand is not there yet, and we will give you some advice to get it there, right? You know, my team is amazing at that. And you can follow my content and stuff like that. If you are a fit, then, we go through the options that are available for you on participating and becoming a member of the Rapid2x family.
I love it, Sabir. Thank you so much. This was really powerful. Appreciate you coming back and sharing this gold mine with the audience here. I can't wait to go deeper into another conversation in the near future. Sabir, thank you so much again.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Junaid.
Thank you so much. All right, guys, if you're serious about e-commerce growth, you just got the playbook. Don't wait. Put it into action. Go check out the Rapid2x protocol link that we have in the show notes shared by Sabir. It's growthwithsabir.com/hacksandhobbies. Don't wait. Put it into action because that is going to move mountains for you. This is Junaid from Hacks and Hobbies. Until next time, keep building, keep scaling, and keep hacking your passions. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. Thanks so much for listening to our guest on this episode. Please send me an email at Junaid@hacksandhobbies.com to tell me what you loved about our guest today. You could find links mentioned in this episode on the hacksandhobbies.com website.